insightful analysis, bold comments, friendly debates. Find all that on Roundtable, an in-depth discussion on hot topics in China, only on Easy FM.
Good afternoon and welcome to Roundtable, coming to you from Easy FM every day from 1 to 2 p.m. My name is Xiaohua, joined by He Yang and Mark Griffith here in the studio. And coming up in this half hour, four children who committed suicide in Bijie of Guizhou province aroused people's attention on the mental health of left-behind children. Is there a way society could fill the void left by their migrant parents? And 23% of Chinese colleges have changed their names during the past 6 years. Why is that? 毕节留守儿童自杀再次给社会以警醒，留守儿童的悲剧为何屡次发生？另外，近六年来，我国共有472所大学更名，改名能给大学带来什么好处？ You can join our discussion by sending us a WeChat message. 欢迎发微信来给我们参与我们的话题讨论。我们的微信号是 EZFM Roundtable. You can also find us on Sina Weibo, where we are 轻松调频 Roundtable, and podcast listeners can find us at Roundtable 圆桌会议. But first, let's talk about this very tragic incident that has aroused national concern. Four children, the oldest 13 and the youngest 5, committed suicide by drinking pesticides